GSN, the network for games.
It's Password. It's Super Password. Our special guest this week, from Mr. Belvedere, Eileen Gregg, and Christopher Hewitt. And the star of Super Password, Bert Cundy.
Hi, thank you. Hello there. Come sit down, my dude. Have a seat. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for that nice welcome, and welcome to Super Password on this, it's a very special occasion, really. It is New Year's Eve day, and you're probably all getting ready for tonight. It's going to be a big, big night, that's for sure. Christopher, what are you going to do for New Year's Eve, you know?
Blow up balloons, I think. No, I'll be in London.
Yes.
I am practically in London. I'm on my way.
Thank you, Christopher, for destroying whatever.
No. I mean, I'm not really here,
that's
as they
right.
always say.
Yes, right.
This is a stand-in.
Yes.
It looks very like me and is younger and much more attractive.
That's impossible.
And I'll be blowing up balloons. I'll just leave it with that.
That's all right.
I hope we've got balloons this evening.
I said, of course we do.
Things are something to come down.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. You'll see. Eileen, what are you doing New Year's Eve?
Are
you doing New Year's?
New Year's Eve.
Oh, good.
I think we should do a musical together, and Christopher should direct.
I think so,
would
too.
That be fun?
I love that. Yes.
Right.
Would that be fun?
Right.
Yes, please.
I don't like to go out New Year's Eve.
No.
I don't like the people on the road.
No, you're right.
I like
probably
being in my
to stay
own
home
house.
Yeah, I agree. I do that, too. I just go. I don't go out.
A little cuddle, you know, a little toast.
Okay.
No, all right.
Terribly sorry. Okay, now we want to meet our two players, and we have something to tell you about that, and I think they'll find that very interesting. First of all, let's talk to Karen. She's only just arrived. So Karen has $100 so far. Tell us about yourself once again, please.
My name is Karen Winnick, and I'm from Anaheim, California, where I live with my husband Bob, my children Alexandra and David, and I'm an instructional aide at Loera High School.
Okay, well, good luck to you.
Thank
You're doing
you.
Fine already. Next is our current leader is Mike, who has $1,100 so far. Mike.
Hello, Bert. My name is Mike Dudley. I live in Burbank, California, originally from North Carolina, and I like to bowl and work a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. Me too. Now, we have some good news for Mike, because yesterday, in the cash word, first of all, let me do it this way. Betty and Pat, would you help us out here with this? This is a little visual aid here. Thank you, gang. Thank you. All right, thank you very much. Thank you, Pat. Okay, now here's what happened. Yesterday on the cash word for $3,000, Christopher, the word was warrant. And Christopher said to Mike, guarantee. And Mike said, warranty. Now, what should have happened then was we should have heard, do, 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 do. We should have heard that. And then, with form of the word, I would have said form of the word, and I feel certain you would have said warrant, which was the word we were trying to get you to say. From then on, it got really silly and sloppy, because how do you make someone say less than the word? So Christopher said shorter, and that didn't happen. And then you said garant, I believe.
Garant, yes.
Garant, which we still swear is a word, but which nobody will buy. But the mistake was not giving a form of the word on warranty. So here it is. This is the real action, the definition. Warranty, official, authorization, sanction, or warrant. A judicial writ or warrant, if you need more. A warrantor is a law, a person who makes a warrant and gives a warranty to another. Anyway, a long way of saying that it was our mistake, not yours, and the $3,000 is yours.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Okay. Well, you know, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we were talking about when it happened, and you said warranty, and you said, you said warranty after guarantee. I looked over to Joe, and I thought, sure, we'd get it, but they were off worrying about how they're going to celebrate New Year's, I suppose. Or so. I don't know what happened there, but anyway, I'm so glad it worked out fine. Okay, now, to the business at hand. We have a $200 puzzle. The cash word is worth $1,000. And if you're all set, Mike and Karen, give me the clues. Here we go.
The password is splash.
All right, Mike.
Splish.
Splash.
Perfect. Splash.
Ron Howard.
Is it Ron Howard? Ooh. Grumble, grumble, grumble. Is it a form of the word? No, I guess not. Next word, please.
The password is walk.
All right, Mike.
Trod.
Walked.
Yes, absolutely. We don't worry about senses. Splash and walk.
Puddle?
Is it puddle?
That's two oohs.
Ooh.
Two tries, two oohs.
Wow. Here we go. Whoa.
Ooh. The password is pirate.
All right, Mike.
Blackbeard.
Pirate.
Yes. Perfect. I know what it is. Do you know what it is? We have splash, walk, and pirate.
Gangplank.
Is it gangplank? That's not what I... That's not what I thought it is. I thought it was. Oh, honest, it isn't. I know what I think it is. Do you have an idea, Christopher?
I have an idea.
I know what it is. I bet you I'm right. We'll see. Next word, please.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The password is ship.
Oh. Mike?
Boat.
Ship.
Yes. Splash. Walk. Pirate. Ship. Eileen?
Captain Hook.
Is it Captain Hook? Well, fellas, now I am really confused. I think you were right. I was wrong. But I'm obviously not right, and you're not either. Next word, please.
The password is board.
Mike?
Plank.
Board.
Yes. You got them all. You know there's not a guess in this game. Splash, walk, pirate, ship, and board.
Dive?
Okay. Is it dive? Now I think I figured it out. Mike, what do you think?
Is it just plank?
Is it plank? Oh. Yes! The plank. Well, plank is not a gangplank. Gangplank actually is
walk
the...
Plank.
Is,
I mean, it never comes.
No, you walk... The gangplank is the thing you walk up in to board the ship on, as opposed to walking off the end of and falling into the water.
Yes.
Very, very good, Joe. Very good. Very good judging. That's $200 for Mike, $100 for Karen, and we're gonna break away, and then we'll come back and play with the cash word after.
Thanks, enjoy.
Humors.
Thank you. We're back. Now, since we've been having some clarification problems and some definition problems, I want to be sure there's absolutely no question about that last one. So, Betty and Pat, could you please bring that out here? So we make sure the last word is very clear to you, okay? Now, thank you, Betty. This is a gang plank. You walk up here and get in the boat, right? This, on the other hand, is a plank that you walk and jump off of into the water. Congratulations. Thank you. Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Betty. Just wanted to clear that up. Don't tell me it's not a visual game. Okay, Mike has $200 and Karen has $100. And it's time for the cash word. We call this a toaster. Would you bring the board out, please? I'll get... Never mind. Let's take a look at and see what the word is. Show everybody at home what the cash word is.
Cash word is...
What's
$1,000?
Absolutely. Please take a look. Okay, there it is. And we're ready for clue number one. You have three coming.
Radio.
Television.
Clue number two.
Tube.
Transmitter.
Third clue.
Small.
Fuse.
Oh. Whoa. What else could we have done? Who's got another one? What?
Battery.
What'd you have, Jay?
Resistor.
Resistor. Portable.
Transistor.
Yeah, that's it. Well, it took us 9 clues. Guess we shouldn't worry about it. Too bad, Mike. Next time the cash word is $2,000. With our score, Mike has $200 and Karen has $100. We will change partners and break away and come back and play some more. That's a tough word, actually, to get. Small, portable, maybe.
Just watching, if you were playing along, your name could be here. Log on to GSN.com now.
Movie titles. Okay. We're back. Karen has $100. Mike has $200. This is a $300 puzzle, and we are playing for $20,000, gang, lest you forget. All right. Eileen and Christopher giving the clues. Here comes the first word.
The password is bubbling.
All right, Eileen.
Champagne.
Bubbly.
Yeah, it'll do it. Well, okay. I thought it... Oh, it does on this one? Okay. It's a form of the word.
Bubble.
Yes. That we give you because we give you in. Oh, she said bubbly. Oh, I heard bubbling. Well, the ears are the third thing to go. Okay. We have bubbling up there. Karen, what could that be?
Champagne?
Is it champagne? Oh, what a good time.
Would have been apropos.
Absolutely. Here we go. Next word, please.
The password is green.
All right, Eileen.
Kelly Green.
Yes. Oh, bubbling green.
Perrier?
Is it Perrier? Ooh. Wait a minute. It's in a green bottle. You wouldn't drink it if it was green when it came out.
No.
Next word, please.
The password is split.
All right. Eileen?
Part. Section?
Mm-hmm. Finally, you get a chance in here. Christopher?
Banana slice.
Eileen?
Banana
split.
Bubbling green split, Kara.
The only thing that comes to mind is Old Faithful. I don't know why.
Is it Old Faithful?
Highly unlikely.
Okay.
Somebody's Old Faithful.
Yes, next word, please. Highly unlikely.
Next word is vegetable.
Eileen?
Broccoli.
Vegetable.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Karen?
Is it soup?
Is it soup? But the, okay. I think I have it, but I'm... One of the weird words is weird. Next word, please.
Yes, I'm with
the
you.
The password is liquid.
Oh. Eileen?
Water.
Liquid?
Yes, very good. Boy, you're knocking them off. Nice going. Okay, you got them all up there. Bubbling, green, split, vegetable, and liquid.
Is it pea soup?
Is it pea soup? You bet it is. Bubbling through me for some reason. I thought it was pee, but then I realized when you said it. But. Okay, Karen has $400. Mike has $200. We will break away and come back and play the $400 puzzle and decides who goes over and plays for $20,000 right up here.
So when... And your name could wind up on the leaderboard. Play now.
Oh, that's fun. Okay, we're visiting while you're gone. We're visiting here like you visit while we're gone, probably. Oh, no, you're glued to those commercials, and you should be, too. Watch all those. Okay, this is a $400 puzzle. As I said before, Karen has $400, and Mike has $200. This will decide who plays for $20,000, okay? If you're ready, gang, let's do it. Karen and Mike, give me the clues, and here comes the first word. Please.
The password is Manhattan.
Mike?
New York.
Oh. Too bad.
Two words.
Yeah, that's one of our most common ones. Okay, Karen?
Borough.
Manhattan.
Yes. We have Manhattan. Karen, for the game. Oh, I'm sorry, Eileen. What am I telling you that for? Excuse me.
Broadway.
Is it Broadway? Nope. Okay, here we go. Next word, please. Oh, I know.
The password is Thanksgiving.
All right, Karen. Uh-oh. Mike?
Holiday.
In.
Good.
Stay glued to those commercials.
Turkey.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. So that's the one you got. Manhattan and Thanksgiving for the game, Eileen.
Is it Pilgrims?
Is it Pilgrims? Okay. Next word, please. I have an idea.
The password is parade.
Uh-huh. Karen?
Procession.
Parade.
Yes, very good. Manhattan Thanksgiving Parade for the game.
Macy's?
Is it Macy's? Yeah.
going. Congratulations, Karen.
Thank you.
We have to say goodbye to Mike. Mike, we have to say goodbye to you, but I'm so thrilled that it worked out better for you. You leave us with $4,300.
Woo!
That's great. Yeah. Congratulations. Nice meeting you. Nice. Good luck to you. Let's go do it, shall we? Come on.
All right.
$20,000. Okay. Here we go. Your first time over here, right?
Right.
You have $800 so far, but now you got a chance to get rich quick. I'm going to give you 10 words beginning with C and continuing through L. C through L. Every one you get right, I'll give you $100. If you get all 10, I'll give you $20,000. Anything else? Okay. 60 seconds, as you know, Eileen. Let's take a look at your first word, please. There it is on the board. Don't say anything yet. Good luck to you. Ready and go.
Tiara. Crown.
D.
Nickel.
Dime.
E.
Vote.
Elect. Election.
F.
Gate.
Fence.
G.
Radiate. Generate. Light. Bright.
Glimmer. Glisten.
Glistening. Go. Pass.
H.
Fish.
Halibut.
I.
Allstate.
Insurance.
J.
Balls.
Jacks.
Air. Clown.
Juggle.
K.
Bread. Yeast. Manipulate.
Need.
L.
Jeans.
Levi's.
G.
Worm.
Glow.
Yes! I couldn't stop laughing, could it? How many seconds? 3 seconds left. Well, you said every possible word for G. We had glimmer and glow. We had every brilliant, bright. I mean, we had everything. You had 32 definitions of glow. It was perfect. You had 3 seconds left. I can't. At the time, I thought sure you were going to run out of time. I was positive. At the very last moment, you got it. You've done it. Congratulations.
I'm so happy for
you. Now have a grand total of $20,800. Yes, Oh, that was great. Well, you were rounding them off so fast, and then you hit the one. I thought, no, because that's what happens. And then you start worrying about that one. You have to go back. But you know what you did? You passed at exactly the right time. You took about four, I guess, definitions and said, no, not going to happen. We'll get out of there. Okay. Wow, that's always exciting when it happens. What are you going to do with the money, Karen? Any ideas?
First of all, I promised my kids I'd take them on a trip. They love to travel.
That's
and
nice.
And then, I don't know, just fun things.
Yes, fun things. Spend it. That's what I want someone to say. What am I going to do for it? I'm going to spend it.
They always say I'm going to pay off my bills.
Yes, right. Spend that money. Okay, here's a challenger for you. Randall, come on and sign in, please. How do you do?
Good to see you, Christopher.
How you doing? Eileen is over here. Randall? Okay. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
Tell us all about yourself, sir.
My name is Randall Caldwell. I'm originally from Memphis. Proctor, Arkansas, actually, but outside of Memphis. I bartend and I teach traffic school.
Oh. You teach traffic school, eh? My wife spent the day with you then the other day.
And it was lovely, I must say.
I wondered why she came home from that smiling. I thought it was going to be, glowing was the word, actually. I thought, painfully, dear. No, it was okay. Okay, welcome to you.
Thank you. I'm glad
you're here. See if you win a buck. That'll be a cold day. Okay. We're going to break away for commercial. Come back in a moment and play some more.
It was the show Super Password, followed by a double dose of Family Feud here on GSN, the network for games.
We're back. Well, Randall, you're going to have to wait. Actually, you're going to have to wait till next year before you get a chance to play. I hate to make you wait that long, but actually it's only a couple of days. This is New Year's Eve day, night. New Year's night is tonight, of course. We won't be here tomorrow is what I'm trying to say. So have a wonderful, safe New Year's Eve. We'll see you next year in 1987. Goodbye, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.